It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State has been blessed to have John Schwartz be their university photographer for the last 44 years. He's seen some great games. He's seen some great players. He joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State has been blessed to have John Schwartz be the university's photographer, focusing on not just athletics, but any event that needs to be captured through the lens. Since 1975, Schwartz didn't start liking photography. He soon realized that photography was his calling.
I was actually a student in the mid-70s, English major, believe it or not, and I took a photography class, found out that getting my point across through photography was a lot easier than writing. I was a student worker in this, what's now communications and marketing, was called the News Bureau at the time. And so I think I started photographing Bemidji State sporting events probably in 1975.
Looking through the lens, you don't get to see the entire game. But what John Schwartz has seen in those 44 years has been some magnificent individual and team accomplishments. So who is his favorite to watch on the ice at Bemidji State? Someone who literally was head and shoulders above the competition.
Joel Otto probably was, it's hard to say the best, you know, because things change era to era. But at that time in the mid-80s, early 80s actually for Otts, he graduated in 84. That 1984 team, Schultze, 31-0, how often are you going to see that again, if ever? That was really something special. Top to bottom, that team was full of great players. But when you say Joel Otto was head and shoulders above some of those players, he really was. He was a big man in hockey before there were big men in hockey. Early 80s, and Joel was 6'4", 220, 230. I think when he's in the NHL, he played at 240. Now, there's four or five guys on every roster, but then there wasn't. So he was really one of the first big men. And he was tough, boy, he was tough, and did what a center was supposed to do, win faceoffs and distribute the puck. You know, his senior year, he wasn't the leading goal scorer, but he was the leading points getter. And that's what centers are supposed to do. BF1 on the forecheck, you know, and just create havoc. But he, of course, he went on to play 14 years in the National Hockey League, so that says something. I think two-thirds of the way through the season, they were on a pretty good roll, and they went down, and they were playing in Mankato, and I think they were down by 3 goals in the third period, if I remember correctly. And they came back, and they won that game. It might have been in overtime. And I looked at the rest of the schedule and I thought, they're not going to lose. They are not going to lose. And in the tournament that year, we had Fairbanks came in. And I remember this to this day. We were flying, I think it was Republic was flying into Bemidji at that time. Twin prop. So they had to split their team into two to get up here. Split their team into two, and then there was a separate plane that the sports information director and the head coach were on. And I went out and I picked up the sports information director and the head coach. And the head coach, first thing he said to me, "And what's the deal with this Otto guy?" You know, this is before you could watch games on the internet. You know, you had to rely on videotape, you know, or even 16 millimeter film, some people were doing it. So I think after that Mankato game, I had a pretty good feeling about that team.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.